going, Dukes.
Big O and Duke Show, we're back, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You can text us at WJFK1. I'm the Big O.
Chad Dukes, thank you very much for tuning in to the radio show. We do really appreciate you listening. Let's say thank you right now, Oscar, by giving away some movie passes to I Love You, Man. That's the new Paul Rudd, Jason Segel, the guys from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. We've got an exclusive JFK screening. You would like to go, call in. 800-636-1067. All you got to do is tell us this. Who's A-list sports celebrity in D.C.? Whose blog are we on today?
Nice.
Just give us the name. 800-636-1067. We'll take callers 8, 9, and 10. Can't wait for the spring to roll around, brother. Yeah, we'll take those calls right now. We'll give you those movie passes. That movie should be a lot of fun. Is something I want to run past you, Oscar?
Yes.
Rihanna, the whole thing. Pictures came out. You showed me the pictures from, what was it, TMZ last week?
Yes.
What would I tell you, what would you say if I told you that most teens in America don't blame Chris Brown for what happened, but blame Rihanna for what happened?
What?
Yeah, what if I told you that?
I say you're crazy and you're lying.
Ed Luce, a junior at Lake Forest High School in Chicago, said a common reaction among students to Chris Brown's alleged Rihanna attack, and it goes something like this: ha, she probably did something to provoke it. There you go. People have apparently punched their girlfriends around in that area, and it is from 16 to 24 is the age demographic.
Yeah.
They say that most of those students feel that Rihanna did something to provoke the incident. What say you?
Oh, I say that. Well, you know what? They're probably telling the truth. Because I remember growing up myself, you'll get a lot of rumors here and there about
right. He
hit me. Or he pushed me.
Right.
Or...
Okay, but granted, the pictures were pretty bad.
No, I know. I get that.
Okay.
But I'm talking about just high schoolers in general.
No, Oscar, who did that?
No. You know what I mean?
Who are you talking about?
or he hit me with his car door when he opened it, or he swung his backpack at my face. You get a lot of that. But what you will get for sure is there's always going to be one or two or three, if not more, guys that just, you know, they like to rough up their chicks, and it's just a numbers game.
That's not acceptable.
No, no, it's not acceptable at all. But in lieu of that, I assume, like, if I heard this when I was in high school,
yeah,
I'd be like, well, you know, obviously you're Chris Brown and you can't do that, but I could see someone getting real pissed off about someone throwing their Lamborghini keys in the woods.
Yeah, and the way that I looked at this was, because you can't beat up Rihanna.
No,
you just can't do it. The way that I look at it is this: if a girl is walking down a dark alley.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a bunch to drink, okay?
Yes.
2 o'clock in the morning, trying to find a cab, whatever. She gets attacked.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she got attacked is not her fault.
Yes.
That is clearly something that shouldn't happen to her.
No.
That is awful. But you would also say, look, she made this bad decision, this bad decision, this bad decision. This maybe led to why this happened. This is why people go and tell young people, okay, don't hang out here. Don't do this. You got to make better decisions. You can't hang out and do this. That's the reason. If you're drunk in a car in a rented Lamborghini and you get mad at a text message and you take the keys for the Lamborghini, it's all alleged.
Yeah.
Take the keys for the Lamborghini and throw them in the woods. It's not your... You shouldn't get beat down for that.
No, not by any means.
But if you didn't do any of that stuff, I'm guessing you probably wouldn't have gotten beaten down. Okay? So that's the
issue. It's a cause and effect. It's what the effect is what happened. That,
right.
That is the drama.
Now, but I don't think that's what these teens are saying. In this article, they're saying that in these high schools, girls come in all the times with scratches and black eyes and say, yeah, you know, me and my boyfriend got into it and he knocked me around a little bit. And it's just accepted. Do you think that it's more acceptable, especially in impoverished areas, for abuse of, you know, whatever your better half is now than it has been previously? Or do you think this is people just saying if she didn't throw the keys into the woods, she wouldn't have caught a beatdown? Which one do you think
it is? I would say it's more accepted. And it's not just guys hitting girls. There are girls out there that are just crazy. And they have no questions and no qualms about doing a punch to the face or slapping their boyfriend and treating him like crap, and the guy just takes it.
Yeah. There's girls like that one chick in The Sopranos, if you recall, that would just go crazy on Tony because she wanted Tony to, like, whack her in some sort of romantic fashion. And Tony had to have one of his hitmen take her out like on a test drive and say, it's not going to be romantic. It's going to be like this.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that broad needed.
It's actually a little sad as well, because...
Very sad.
I can get where we get this access now, an access that we didn't have when we were growing up, Chad, as far as these pictures are concerned, and the welts on her head and her bloody lip and images like that. They come around faster and quicker than we'll ever know, and the kids will get it, and they'll get into it.
Yeah.
But I what's sad about the whole thing is that, you know... You see this happen, and then you think that there's going to be repercussions for this, and then you see a guy like Chris Brown, who they say might get off.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are allegations.
Probably going to get off, right?
Yeah, that Oprah Winfrey addressed on whichever show she's on, not just her show. She's on a billion different shows. I saw the clip of it this weekend. And she's right about it. I usually don't like to agree with Oprah. She says that if Chris Brown and Rihanna get back together, because she feels that he's going to get rehabbed or rehabilitated and he's going to become a better person, and he just had a struggle of sorts that night, then that's going to send a completely different message to all his fans and her fans as well.
Agreed. I absolutely think he deserves a second chance, especially if she's willing to give him a second chance, then who's to say? It's none of our business. But the question that I would have for our listeners is... These numbers are in this article that most people think that she, quote unquote, these young people, they're teenagers, did something to deserve this. You can read it yourself. It's on WJFK.com. What do you think of that line of thinking? Because I absolutely don't think she deserved to get beaten.
No.
It was awful. And anyone that looks at those pictures knows that's not the case. But I also know that if you're drunk and you throw rented Lambo keys out the window, nothing good's going to happen.
No.
Nothing good. The best thing that could have happened is that she just got kicked out of the car and, he couldn't drive away.
He couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, what was going to happen? He couldn't go anywhere. So you've got this enraged, drunken guy. You just threw his rented Lambo keys into the woods. What possibly could have happened differently?
Let's go to the calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Jack in Gainesville, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, brothers? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man.
All right, look, I'm a Hispanic guy, and this is what it comes down to. And it's not a poverty thing, because you get even the rich upper class, minority, Hispanic, and
it's
black
a cultural,
kids.
Cultural.
They take it too to that she got hit or whatever, she deserved it. But you got to realize, man, it's more of a minority thing, because it's either seemed more acceptable, but this is the ignorance of both. My Hispanic culture, because I know there's a rarity. I know Oscar. I mean, you and I were probably raised in the same manner. You know, South American way, respect on women, love on women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to see the Central Americans and the Caribbean guys, they're like smack their woman left and right.
Jack, you just took your call to a different level, and I cannot agree with you there. All right, I cannot go there.
I agree with everything.
It's the same business between when some people say that, you know, the Bolivians or the Colombians. Or that's a whole different argument there.
Don't Colombians and Salvadorians have beef?
Everybody has beef.
Beef is when you need two gats to go to
sleep. Who's the worst of the worst?
Bolivians.
That's what they get into.
Bolivians.
Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
You know, it's clearer than that us, Chad.
It's just my opinion.
Please. It is cultural to an extent. And I can't speak for, you know, African-American culture. I can speak for the Latin culture, where you have a sense of machismo and the man runs ass.
Is Chris Brown... Latin?
No, but he grew up in the African American culture, and those tendencies are there as well.
Yeah, but if I'm a black dude and I hear, well, he's African American, so he's I'm blowing my stack. I'm saying, wait a minute, I don't beat up my chick.
Yeah,
don't lump him in with us. There's plenty of white guys that beat their chicks.
But I can only speak it from the Latin culture.
Right.
There is, and trust me, I've had relatives that have gotten quite a few skirmishes that don't just go from the verbal, it goes to physical.
Because a lot of those countries have issues with money. There's a lot of poverty there, and poverty breeds ignorance.
Yeah.
And so that's still acceptable. They're still cockfighting, for God's sakes.
True.
That's not the issue here. The issue is, do you agree with the sentiment that part of this is Rihanna's fault? That would be the question. I would say yes. What would you say?
I couldn't disagree with you.
Drab, what would you say?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
If she didn't go crazy, they could have just gotten a regular fight, and then she could have just left and gone back to her house.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But again, let me make this clear, did not deserve the beatdown.
No. Of course.
Yes.
That's common sense. But if Oscar and I left the arena at the Patriot Center and walked down the road to a back alley behind a bar and hung out there smoking cigarettes late at night and got rolled and got our wallets taken. Well, it's not okay that we were robbed. It's kind of our fault. I mean, that's what the point we're trying to make.
And again, this is going to get real, real. If my girlfriend keyed my car, the one thing I love, because she was mad at me.
By the way, Drab, what are the chances that happens in the next year?
100%.
Maybe. 100. Maybe.
Oh, here we go.
Who knows?
Go ahead. What would happen?
If she keyed my car.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go.
I'm not going to hit her, obviously.
Of course, you can't hit her.
No, I would never hit her. No. I don't hit women I date or hit women in general. But I could see myself blowing my stack enough to either have to get away from her or just
shaking the ass out of her.
No, I wouldn't even shake her at that point. But there'd be things I'd want to do, but I knew I couldn't do legally.
I did that once. My mom was driving me so insane once when I was a teenager that I picked up, I think I told you this story. I picked up a Health Rider that was, I couldn't pick it up now. It was clearly too heavy. I was so mad that I picked it up and I smashed it into the wall. And I was so angry. I said, "I've got to get out of here, or
you're
I'm
enraged.
Going,
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen." And I ran out of the house. Like that's probably what I'm guessing. And when alcohol fuels that, it's that much worse.
I've had a knife pulled on me by a crazy chick. Oh. I've never told you guys that story.
All right, yeah. Well.
And I'll tell you some other time.
What were the circumstances?
Drunk. She just went crazy and pulled a butcher knife. From the kitchen.
What happens when she pulls knife? What do you do?
I said, "What the F are you doing?" I was like, "We're just, you're drunk and we're having an argument."
Yeah.
And she started like coming at me with it.
You know what old Bradley would have done? I'll tell you what Bradley would have done.
I was like, I said, "You stay there, I'm leaving."
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
So I get out of the house, I call a cab, and she comes out crying, "I'm so sorry." I said, "No.
No.
This is over.
No. Mm-hmm. You don't get it.
No. You pull a knife on someone, you've got a screw loose, and I'm out."
Well, you know what old Bradley would do.
I know what he would have done.
I mean, never bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, I know what he would have done. But she pulled it. She pulled it out. She said, "Get out of my house." And I said,
"I'll get out of your life, chica."
You know what? You know,
adios, mios.
You know what started it?
What's that?
Text message.
Of course, text message. Like it's your fault if you get a text.
Yeah. Why is she texting you?
I don't know. Ask her.
I was like, and I showed it to her. She's like, "What are you, effing this girl?" And I'm like,
"Why would you show her the text?"
Because I said, "There's nothing wrong with the text."
Oh, no. You know what? Oscar's fault. If she, no offense. If she would have stabbed you, we'd be having this debate about you right now.
No.
When you get a text from a chick, you know what you do? You read it and go, "Ha, I'm money." And you delete it.
No. But it wasn't anything sexual. It wasn't a sex.
Doesn't matter.
It wasn't anything
doesn't
like
matter.
That.
You wanted a response.
No. I got a text. And she said, "Who's that from?" I said, "Don't worry about it. It's fine."
You say, "It's from Jerry. From Jerry's Subs and Pizza."
And she said, "What does she want?" I said, "Nothing. Look." And then she went crazy.
Your fault.
That's not my
Chad,
fault.
I'm willing to go as far as saying he deserved to be stabbed.
Full disclosure.
I'm going to say I wish he got stabbed.
See, I can't talk to you. Like this.
Oscar, yes. You know, be honest, you love drama. You're like TNT.
I do love drama.
You wanted a nice little argument, and that brawl took it to the next level, and you were unprepared.
All right, let's do this. Take a break. Come back with your calls. If you're on the line, we'll get to you, but definitely want to get to Officer Friendly on the line.
Absolutely. Stay on the line, 800-636-1067. Take your calls. Don't pull your knives on your boyfriends, please, ladies. Rule number one. And if you're Oscar, stop showing your text messages to your girlfriend.
I was trying to do full disclosure, man.
Hey, look who it is, Drab. Drab, how many text messages from other chicks have you shown your girlfriend?
Zero.
Zero. Stingy with the zero.
Try.
All right, Big O and Dukes on JFK. Come back.
Big O and Dukes.